The first item in the news from across Indonesia comes from Solo, Central Java. The Kasunanan Surakarta Hadiningrat Palace in Solo, Central Java was scheduled to hold a Jumenengan Dalem or commemoration of the accession to the throne of Pakubuwono XIII with a procession this weekend. Gusti Dipo, an official of the palace, said on Tuesday that what is different this year is that the ceremony, which began on Saturday, January the 25th, will end with a procession on Sunday, which is part of the development of preserving palace traditions. He explained that this was in accordance with the mission of the Ministry of Tourism related to cultural attractions. The next news comes from Pontianak, Kalimantan. The Library and Archive Service of West Kalimantan Province exhibited 600 historical collections at an archive exhibition entitled United in Harmony, Realizing Advanced, Prosperous, and Sustainable West Kalimantan. Head of the Library and Archive Service, Sugeng Haryadi, in Pontianak Tuesday said, the historical collections displayed had high historical value, starting from the journey of the formation of West Kalimantan Province, profiles of governors and deputy governors from time to time, the Mandor tragedy, to archives from the Sultanate and regional autonomy eras. He emphasized the importance of archives as a window to history and the nation's collective memory, where the collections displayed are not only informative, but also educational. In addition to textual archives, this exhibition also displayed photo archives, ancient maps, and other important documents. One of the main attractions was the travel archive of Wedrick Leonardo, a rock climbing athlete from West Kalimantan who won a gold medal at the 2024 Paris Olympics. He also hoped that the exhibition, which took place on Thursday, January the 23rd, would not only be an attraction, but also a means of education to raise public awareness of the importance of archives in maintaining the cultural identity and history of the region. The latest news from Solo City, Central Java. Sio lanterns to gods and goddesses installed along Jalan Jenderal Sudirman, Solo City, Central Java Province, enliven this year's Chinese New Year celebration. Chairman of the Joint Committee for Chinese New Year 2025, Solo City, Sumartono Hadinoto, in Solo Sunday said that there were a total of 5,000 lanterns installed in front of Surakarta City Hall to the Pasar Gede area. The lanterns installed on the central streets of Solo also had models of Sio lanterns, gods and goddesses, and Laughing Buddha. As a series of Chinese New Year celebrations, his party also supports the Kirab Grebek Sudiro celebration, which will be held on January the 26th. On January the 28th, or Chinese New Year's Eve, there will be a fireworks show. That was news from across Indonesia.